All right, injuries. Jason Avant has a hamstring strain. He'll struggle this week to make it to the gate there. Jeremy Maclin has a low back strain from the hit where he got flipped over. But you know, we'll see how he does. He's pretty sore today, but we'll see how he does throughout the week. Michael, obviously, I mentioned he had concussion, a pretty significant concussion. It looks like it happened on the last play. His recollection of it, he was a little foggy last night after the incident. So, and then today he's resting. Right now, this period is very important that he does rest, and so he and Rick have been in communication, and we'll continue to do that until further testing takes place. Marty Gilliard has a hamstring strain, making progress, but again, probably won't see much of him this week here. And then Chris Polk with a turf toe is, again, very, very sore. Danny Watkins is making progress with the ankle sprain. And we'll just see how he does here the next couple days. And there's a chance we get him out to practice starting this week. But, again, we'll have to see. Lateral cutting is the issue there. Obviously, a tough loss. When you go late into the third quarter with a lead like we had and momentum, I thought we had established that throughout the third quarter with the 10 points and the those initial two drives that we had. So, and then really big plays and costly penalties took over from there. So you can't have that take place in games, and especially a close game, and come out on top. So we've got to, again, we've got to go back and do really what I know and understand that makes you a better football team. That's detail our work and practice hard and study and make sure that we stay on top of that. I thought the effort was there. Again, I didn't think it was a matter of effort as much as it was the mistakes. You know, you're down the red zone and you have a hands to the face call when you have, so instead of scoring 7 points, you score 3 points. You know, in a game like this against a tough NFC East rival, those points become very important. And then again, the big plays. Time's yours.
Is Mike still was Mike still foggy this morning? How far did you get in your
Mike? He has a headache, is what he's got, a pretty good one. So, and he's tired. So, one of the things that is important is that he gets rest.
Can you roll out for Sunday now?
Not right now. No, I mean, we'll go through the protocol here, and I'll just tell you though that it's a pretty good one. So, we'll go through the protocol.
We've never lost 5 in a row. I mean, that's where we are right now. Do you still believe that you're capable of turning it around for this group?
I do. Yeah, no, I absolutely do. Yeah. And like I said last night, you don't count anybody out in the National Football League. And so I'm surely not going to count this football team out. I feel good about this team and as a group. And we just need to tighten some things up, and you know, those things that I explained to you here, I mean, those are important that we get rid of those.
Does there come a point that where losing just becomes almost acceptable to these guys, that if you keep struggling like this?
I didn't feel that way about I haven't felt about that about this team, and I surely didn't feel that way yesterday. I mean, these guys, they were very upset after the game. They're upset when things weren't going right. So I feel like they're all in.
What are the challenges for Nick this week, practicing with the ones and preparing for a team to game plan against him?
Well, just what you said there. Preparation is very important. So going up against a good football team, the Redskins, again, another NFC East rival, in a loud place. And it's important that he has a silent countdown and understands that, which he had to work on during the preseason. And then that he has his fundamentals down and he knows the game plan. So,
look at the tape. What stood out about him?
Well, listen, I tell you, he did a nice job of keeping his eyes down the field when he was under pressure. Made a couple nice plays there. There are a couple plays there that he'd like to have back, but I thought he did a pretty good job with that. I thought he got the ball out on time. He handled pressure well when it was in his face, and he didn't move.
And in a close game, one possession game to the last few seconds, why would Shady only have 16 carries, only 7 in the second half?
Well, listen, I know that. I know the stat, with 20 carries. And so he was coming off a week where he really didn't practice and wasn't feeling very good during the game. He was tired, so we tried to spot him and make sure that we gave the other
9 yards of carry in the second half.
Yeah, we gave the other kid an opportunity to play.
How late in the week can you go before you determine who your quarterback is? Can you wait till Friday, for example, if Mike's ready to go?
I think we'll know here, in the next couple of days. I think we'll have a pretty good idea. So, the thing I'm telling you now is, I think it's pretty significant concussion there. So.
Andy, you've been so good at turning these, before you ever get to this point, these kind of streaks around in the past. And you mentioned details, which you know how to do. Why isn't it, in your view, being translated into Sunday games? I mean, you're doing the same thing that you have in the past to turn things around. Why isn't it not showing up in Sunday?
Well, listen, every year is different. And so you've got and every group's different. And we've got a lot of young kids playing. And we've just got to, you got to keep teaching, and they've got to keep progressing. And we've got to do a better job as coaches. We've got to do a better job as players. And that's what we're going to do.
How important is it to kind of be able to get a look at Nick Foles? I mean, assuming, that Mike can't play, this week or whatever. I mean,
I'll tell you, he's going to practice here Wednesday. I mean, I don't see Michael being back by Wednesday, so it's important that he gets in there, and if he ends up being the starter, that he gets work.
Will you give him all of the first team reps, or will you get Trent a little more involved?
No, he'll get the first team reps.
When will Mike be tested again?
I've got to get with Rick on that, and it's kind of going off of Mike's symptoms. We want him just to stay home right now and rest. And so, when he feels a little bit better and can get where he needs to, then we'll go from there.
Is there some part of you that's just curious to see Foles in a game, since that is sort of the best way to judge a young quarterback?
Well, Michael's our quarterback, so I don't want to slight that part, but at the same time, I've got confidence that Nick will do a nice job if given that opportunity. So, I get excited for every game, and that's not that. But for if the kid has an opportunity to start, I'll be excited to see him play.
Is the concussion Mike's only injury, or is there something with his eyes as well? Is that related?
No, he's got a concussion. I mean, that's what he has. All that stuff goes into all that.
What are your thoughts on special teams over the whole year, and the way things have gone for that group?
It's been up and down. It's been up and down. So, I thought there were phases that we did fairly well in as far as the blocking and sustaining the block, sustaining leverage. I think we can do a better job of hitting some things and being a little more consistent there. Obviously, the return is a pretty big negative. I mean, that's one of the things that added to the three scores. They had a score on offense and then with the big play, and then they came back and hit the punt return right there, and then came back, and we had the interception. So that was I thought that was a big part of the game, which wasn't a positive loss.
After how many losses will you be obligated to play Nick Foles?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. After how many losses?
If you guys continue to lose, will you at some point have to play Nick Foles?
Listen, I don't look at that. I take a little more optimistic approach in that. If Nick ends up playing, then he's the quarterback, and he goes in and he plays, and he wins football games.
Any more thought to giving Deshaun Jackson more reps as a punt returner again?
Not necessarily. I want to use him in situations where, you know, we've got trust in the other kids. We really didn't have a lot of return opportunities there yesterday.
Why do you have confidence still going forward in Bobby April? I mean, there have been a lot of special teams issues the last year and a half.
Yeah, well, listen, I think Bobby's a good football coach. And, you know, it's we've got to do a better job. He's got to do a better job. Players have to do a better job. And then we bust, you know, we'll bust some of these and get some big plays.
And why do you have that tackling become a problem? The first few weeks, the tackling was pretty solid. Why the last few games has
Yeah, this game, it was sporadic. It was up and down on the tackling. There were some plays where I thought we really made some nice tackles, and then there were some plays where, you know, a couple of key plays that we didn't make tackles, whether it was having an opportunity to sack Tony or the play down the red zone where we missed a number of tackles to allow them to score with the swing pass. So, we've just got to keep working the fundamentals on that is what we have to do. We've continued to do it throughout the season. We've got to keep doing it and then maintain our leverage and wrap up. And yeah, listen, that's a question. I mean, we've got to get better there.
I always talked about doing the tackling circuit prior to practice, throughout practice. And, you know, is that still being done at the top?
Yeah, I think you saw that last week. I mean, the guys were out of practice. I mean, they saw that, you know, the beginning of practice. We did the same circuit that we've been doing.
Do you feel that guys are too often in one-on-one tackling situations where, you know, in the league you got a gang tackle, and it just seems like in a lot of cases either a linebacker or a D-back has to make a tackle by himself? Is that the problem?
You've got to rally to the football. But, look, they're going to be 10 times during a game when you're in open field and you've got to make a tackle. And then it becomes important that you're working the right leverage, the right angle to make that tackle, and that you're wrapping up. And one of the things that you're seeing is we're not doing a great job of wrapping up, using our arms, bringing our arms with the body and the feet and running through tackles. We've got to do a better job.
Do you think that's because guys are trying to make that big play, diving, lunging, instead of because of everything that's gone on this year?
Yeah, listen, I think they tell you that they've just got to continue to work their technique and work through the tackle. I mean, that's I don't think they're trying to be the hero making the tackle. I don't see that. I think it's just executing the fundamentals.
You said that Vic is still the quarterback, but is it possible that Nick could win the job if he continues playing well?
No, listen, these are all projections. I'm just telling you that, you know, Michael's hurting right now. Nick's going to step in and be the quarterback until, you know, that point comes, and then we take it all from there. I mean, that's
because you had a concussion. That's how Mike got the job originally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, I can't project the future. I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. Mike's a quarterback. Nick comes in, and he's a relief pitcher and does his thing. So.
Any decision about the quarterbacks is going to be based strictly on who gives you the best chance to win the game from here on out?
Well, I would tell you that about any position, yes. Yes.
And you guys have forced just 3 turnovers in the last 7 games on defense, just 2 interceptions in 7 games. How is that possible to have that few turnovers?
Well, you know, we're not making them. I mean, I don't know other than what to tell you on that.
How surprising is it with the talent, you know, the people you have there, right? Established guys who've been to Pro Bowls and have made plays in the past?
Well, listen, I come in and I expect the guys to make those plays. If they're put in a position to make the play, make the play. I also expect the coaches to put the guys in the position where it gives them the best chance to make the play. So, I think it's a combination of both. Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I can't sit here and tell you that if somebody has a ball in their hands and they drop it, that they're not put in the right position. But at the same time, you're always striving as a coach to make sure that you put your guys in even a better position. So, and that's an important thing to do.
And it seems like there are any changes this week?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
consistent approach here for a long time, and you had people, always I had a lot of people on the team who experienced success under that approach and could kind of preach to the rest of the guys. You got enough guys like that now who've experienced success who can preach to the other guys?
Oh, you can come back and say we have some new faces here. But I think that they feel that way, and that they're preaching that. But when you have changeover in your staff, then they haven't been through that, a lot of those experiences, but they've had experiences at other places. Danny Watkins is really, I've got to just see what.
If he comes back with Kelly.
Well, I'll see all that. That would be the one, that we'd have to see.
Last night, Macklin was one of them, said that the organization and these players, a lot of these guys aren't used to what's happening now, the problems that have popped up. Can the adversity be instructive in any way?
Well, listen, you're sitting where you are, so it has to be. And, so that's the way you learn from your mistakes and you move forward. You take it play by play, day by day, game by game. And so that's the approach you do. But that's how you'd have to look at it, as being constructive.
Do you feel the same way that you did during those, the runs of the mid-2000s as a coach? I mean, do you find like the same kind of passion, intensity, energy, all those things?
No, I do. Listen, there was a point in the, throughout that third quarter where, I thought we had established the momentum and gained it and we were going.
Personally, as a coach?
Do I feel passionate?
Do you still feel the same way as a head coach now that you?
I do. Yeah, I love what I do.
Andy, what happened with King Dunlap there, where it looked like he was sitting on the bench when he should have been on the field goal, and then he kind of slowly walked out there? Were you disappointed there?
I think he'll tell you that he was wrong. He let his emotions from the penalty carry over, and it wasn't paying attention. So. That was a mistake on his part.
How close is Jason Peters to coming back and being able to play at all this year? Do you anticipate that and having him at some point?
He will not practice this week. So we're just taking it week by week here, but he won't be out of practice this week.
If Watkins can come back and play Sunday and you move Dennis to tackle, would that be for King?
Yeah, I haven't even gotten that far. I'll make all that up here in the next little bit.
Do you feel like with that King? I mean, he's a veteran. You said he was wrong. I mean, you discipline guys for missing meetings. That would seemingly be a very bad time for King to do that. Did you feel like you have to do something further than just acknowledge that he messed up there?
Well, listen, King's never been a problem that way. I mean, he's one of our smarter guys actually on the offensive line. So. But you can't let your emotions get the best of you. That happens during the game, and you can't let that happen. And so King and I talked.
Andy, when you drafted Nick, what was it that appealed to you about him and see him as a future franchise guy, obviously?
Well, he's smart, and he's got an active arm. He's got good size. He's productive at the college level. And I thought he had good leadership ability, brought energy to his team.
Okay.